Carrie Newcomer is a singer-songwriter. That's the shorthand description. But the description I like of Carrie Newcomer comes from the writer Barbara Kingsolver. Here it is. Carrie Newcomer is much more than a musician. She's a poet, storyteller, snake charmer, good neighbor, friend and lover, minister of the wide-eyed gospel of hope and grace. All this, and she comes with a voice that declares, sit down here a minute and listen. Now, to back up those words, let's listen to Carrie sing. Let's listen to a portion of The Yes of Yes. The song is on an album, The Bird or the Wing. It's also on the album, Betty's Diner, the best of Carrie Newcomer.
When the morning comes, let the moon bliss, breathing next to you, my head, yes. Hold you like a star, promise me, it's a way of
The Yes of Yes, Carrie Newcomer. Carrie Newcomer is coming to our fair community for a concert tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at McKinley Church and Foundation at 5th and John Streets in Champaign. The concert is sponsored by the Baker Boards Ministry with Women. Tickets for an evening with Carrie Newcomer will be available at the door. And Carrie Newcomer is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Carrie, good to talk with you again.
Hi.
Hi,
great to talk to you too.
Minister of the Wide-Eyed Gospel of Hope and Grace.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yes.
And I'm not quite sure what to say when she sent me that.
Yeah, what a lovely compliment. The spirituality of your music, has that always been part of who you are?
Yeah, I would have to say that, you know, my music has always been a reflection of, you know, everything happening to me at the time. I don't really censor any of it. You know, there are songs that are about romantic relationships, but there's also about family relationships and spiritual relationships and sometimes political relationships. And, you know, my spiritual life is very important to me, so it always seems to be a running undercurrent.
Mm. So it sounds like the inspiration is all around you.
Well, yeah, I kind of look at life that way. I think that's something. I'll be teaching a workshop tomorrow, and that's one of the things we'll be talking a lot about, that idea of seeing the sacred in the ordinary, that you know, in the most common of things, that you know, there are moments of wonder and awe and magic, really.
Yeah. The workshop is called Writing Mindfully. What does that entail for you exactly?
Well, I think it's a lot about this idea of writing from our own voice and experience. That, you know, it's really hard to write about world peace. I mean, how do you get your arms around world peace? But sometimes I think we can reach those really important ideas through the small story, through the individual, through the moment in time. So, but you can't write about it if you weren't there for it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is about that idea of being present in your life, being present for those moments, and then using those in our writing to say something powerful.
Yeah. So the moment is there, and God bless us all. We, you know, had those moments, and now we want to maybe put it down on paper. How do we make that next step?
Well, come to the workshop.
Well, unfortunately, Unfortunately, the workshop is, I think the registration date is passed, but we can come to the concert.
Well, that too, and I think one of the things that the workshop really talks about, it's a way of writing and developing a practice, but it's also a way of being and a way of walking around in this world. I mean, we're busy people. It's very easy not to be here, to be the next thing down the line, or tomorrow, or the next day, or behind what someone said, or, you know, but when we're here, when we're right here, you know, I tend to see miracles everywhere.
Mm.
And, you know, so the workshop, and I guess sometimes the songs are a reminder to myself, to tell the story of that idea, when we're here, what are the moments of awe and wonder?
Mm-hmm. Your latest project is, I believe it's just recently out, a collaboration with a number of artists inspired by the history of settling the American wilderness. Can you tell us a little something about wilderness plots?
Oh, yeah, what a fun project that has been. I actually have a new solo album that will be coming out in February called Geography of Life. But in March, there was an album that came out called Wilderness Plots, by songwriters here in southern Indiana. We got together and wrote songs that really were based on the stories of Fat Russell Sanders, a book called Wilderness Plots. And it's about the time period when this part of the country, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, this area was filled with that Indiana wilderness. And they're just delightful. They're like little 1-2-page stories, but they're in some ways like little parables. Because, you know, situations change, but people are kind of the same. And, you know, they're funny and they're tragic and they're bewildering and just like people are now. So we had a great time. It's Tim Grimm, Krista Detour, Tom Rosnowski, Michael White, and myself. We've been doing a few shows with Scott Sanders, reading the stories and doing the songs, and it has been just a delightful project.
Mm. Will you have any of that material in tomorrow evening's concert, or material from your upcoming solo album?
Yes. Well, you know, concerts are always a mix of things for me. You know, there's songs that are old friends that I'd like to do in shows, but I'm always writing, and so I'll be doing some things from the Wilderness Plots CD. I'll be doing songs that'll be on the new album that's coming out in February. So it'll be a mix of music, really.
Mm, okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, and let's do it again in February, huh?
Oh, I'd love to.
When the new album comes out, no place in tracks. That would be great.
Oh, thank you. I should wear a big button up. You know, Renegade Radio. He's my friend. We love Renegade Radio.
Okay. All right. Carrie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Carrie Newcomer has been my guest in this portion of the program. She's coming to town for a concert tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the Kennedy Church and Foundation at 15 John Street in Champaign. Tickets for the evening with Carrie Newcomer will be available at the door. You'll find Carrie Newcomer on the World Wide Web at www.carrienewcomer.com. And her name is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E, Newcomer, N-E-W-C-O-M-E-R. Again, that concert tomorrow evening at the Kennedy Church and Foundation in Champaign at